The most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
The world's best subscription apps use RevenueCat to power in-app purchases, manage customer data, and grow revenue on iOS, Android, and the web. With RevenueCat, I can easily see my most important metrics. What are those? That's install the trial the paid, and LTV. And now they have a new paywall feature that's going to make it easy for you to build high converting paywalls and, more importantly, A/B tests without needing a new build. Learn more at RevenueCat.com. That, once again, is RevenueCat.com. Notix is an audience re-engagement service based on web and in-app push notifications that work for both desktop and mobile devices. With Notix, website, app owners, and marketers can share their content and interact with their audiences in a highly engaging channel, while still having the opportunity to monetize both mobile and web subscribers. Learn more by visiting notix.co. That is notix.co. Coming up, we're going to break down all the key elements that you need on your paywall to ensure the maximum conversions. Stay tuned. What is up, App Nation? It is Steve P. Young, founder of AppMasters.com, the place you go when you want action-packed content related to helping you grow your app downloads and your revenues. Now, today, I want to talk all about the elements that we've seen work really well on high converting paywalls. So without further ado, let's get into some of the visuals. Here it is, the anatomy of a high converting paywall. So I'm going to break down a couple of different paywall styles. First, we're going to lead with the short and sweet version. And here is Breeze. This is a great app that you, if you guys haven't checked it out, go check it out. But I want to show you some of the things that they're doing really well, that we've seen work really well for a few of our clients. Number one, you want to have a clear headline, and usually starting the headline with the word free helps. For one of our other clients, we added the word free to a few of their bullet points. It's not highlighted here, but we saw 11% increase in conversions just by adding the word free somewhere in the title. Okay. So like, think like free tools, right? Free new AI tools, things like that works. Okay. So leading with some clear free messaging helps. Everybody loves free. Number two, I know Blinkist made this popular, but a trial reminder. Because most people who cancel your trial do so within the first 12 hours of actually activating a trial, well, you want to let them know that, hey, calm down. You can activate the trial. We'll let you know when it's going to expire. We'll send you a push notification. So trial reminder enabled. You can see that the push notification is going to happen right after this. So I really love this, trial reminder enabled. Lastly, have a trial, okay? It works. And I love how they're personalizing it by saying, Steve, you know, start your free trial week right now. And we've seen that most people who buy during the onboarding sequence. Yes, before they even use your app. So having a trial really does work, okay? We have enough case studies on this. One of the clients that we worked with, they actually decide to remove their trials on the onboarding, and we saw the sales tank. So adding a trial, we saw a 420% increase in sales for another client. Removing the trial for another client on the onboarding completely tanked their sales as well. Okay, so definitely have a trial. Now, let's get into the long version. If you've been following the channel for a long time, if you want to test this out, I sort of backed off on like always having a long paywall, because if your app is short and sweet and pretty much to the point, like a more niche app, then maybe short and sweet is good enough. But if you want to test long version, which is working for other people, we're going to break down the long version. But before we do, I want to say thank you to my sponsor for this video. It is RevenueCat. Look, you guys all know RevenueCat about the in-app subscription data, the analytics. You can see your install to trial, your trial activation rate. You can see your trial to paid rate, right? You don't have to go into App Store Connect to find these easy numbers that are so critical to your business. And if you are running Apple search ads, they'll even tell you at a keyword level which keywords are leading to the highest conversions. But they just came out with a new paywall feature that allows you to build paywalls on the fly without, and that's the key, without needing an app build. So go check them out. It is RevenueCat.com, RevenueCat.com. and let them know that Steve sent you the long version. Here's an old A-B test that we ran for a client that we were working with way back in the day. And he saw 12x more revenues by optimizing his onboarding and his paywall. So those are the two things you should always be testing, your onboarding and your paywall. I'm going to break down this long paywall. As you can see, you can scroll forever. Here's some more case studies. This is Penman. He saw 4 times more revenues by moving to a longer paywall. He did try out new pricing stuff as well, but he only has 15 at the time, 15 downloads a day. And he went from 250 with this shorter paywall to $1,000 a month, which is a great accomplishment in my eye with this longer paywall. So you don't need a lot of downloads to make more money. Here's a friend of mine. Shout out to you, Mark. And he allowed me to share this, but just adding more text, he saw a 50% increase on his paywall there. Because I believe that people don't like to read, but they will read when they're about to pay you. All right. So let's break it down right here. Here's the long paywall, and I'm going to go the elements that you need. Number one, headline. If you can customize this headline, even better. During the onboarding sequence, what Super Mama does is ask you, what are you here for? And I said, establish breastfeeding. So he regurgitated that same messaging on the headline, right? Number two, your pricing table. You want that above the fold. Don't make users have to scroll. So definitely have it above the fold. Now, what we've seen here, I'm going to pause real quick for those watching the video. What we've seen here is if you lead with the yearly, or like maybe then 6 months is right there, and then monthly is kind of cut off, so you have to scroll, people don't scroll. So just have your ideal plan above the fold is good enough, all right? Next, you want some benefits. Don't lead with all the features. Have some benefits. Social proof, right? I'm going to keep scrolling. Now the features table. Now here's what I feel about the features table. If you have tested a long paywall and it did not work for you, you might just want to X out this features table. Because what I'm finding is maybe when you're looking at the features table, it's good enough. 100 events per month. What do I need more than 100, right? Or stats and growth charts? Cool. The free is good enough. So maybe it's hurting you. So if there's anything on this long paywall that I would X out moving forward is this features table. Just my opinion right now, okay? The next, you want some testimonials. Lastly, you want that pricing page again, because if users made it this farther down in that pricing table on that paywall, they're more likely to convert. So you want to put that pricing again. And lastly, FAQs. Really, I said lastly, but the other lastly is you want that button floating. You always want that call to action button on the forefront. And this page, this long paywall, is just scrolling. So this button's always there regardless of whether you're scrolling or not. Okay. So just to recap, here's what it looks like, broken out into different screens. And then here's the page that you might want to screenshot right here. We have the headline, pricing table, benefits, social proof, features table. Maybe I put it in there. Testimonials, pricing table again, FAQs, and the floating button. All right, that's it. Now you can make more money. You're welcome. And if you want to build these paywalls fast and quick, once again, it is Revenue Cat. We all know and love them for their in-app subscription analytics. Now you can actually build paywalls within their platform. So go check them out. And once again, let them know you heard it on the App Masters or Steve P. Young told them all about this paywall so that I get a little love. I don't get any money, but I get a little love from them as well. All right. Till next time, I'll see you on the next video. Lastly, if you got any questions, leave a comment below. All right. I'm trying to get to all your questions. All right. Till next time. Bye.
Tired of overpaying for App Store optimization? Get unlimited ASO and app marketing support to increase your keyword rankings, downloads, and more importantly, your revenue. Learn more at asomasters.com.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.